From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow will be sworn in sometime Thursday in Banjul. West African troops will be standing by to cross the border if outgoing president Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Barrow won the December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh rejected the results, citing alleged voting irregularities. Forces from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, including Senegalese and Nigerian soldiers, are massed on Senegal's border with Gambia. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shakhati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shakhati, who commands Iraq's counter-terrorism forces, called the success of the troops unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul where it is still needed to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russia's defense spokesman, General Sergei Rudskoy, said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. An Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's suicide attack on a military camp in northern Mali. The attack killed at least 60 people and wounded 115. A car packed with explosives entered the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a morning meeting. They belong to the Joint Operations Mechanism, which brings together government forces and former rebels to form patrols to enforce a peace agreement. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama, holding his final news conference as president on Wednesday, explained the reasoning behind his commutation of the prison sentence of an Army intelligence analyst who leaked military documents. Mr. Obama said Chelsea Manning had served a longer sentence than others convicted for similar crimes and that Manning had accepted responsibility for the crime. Mr. Obama said the transition with the Trump team has been cordial. He was asked why Trump won November's election.
There are a whole bunch of folks who voted for the president-elect because they feel forgotten and disenfranchised. They feel as if they're being looked down on. They feel as if their kids aren't going to have the same opportunities as they did. And you don't want to have an America in which a very small sliver of people are doing really well, and everybody else is fighting for scraps.
Mr. Obama declined to discuss the boycott of Friday's inauguration ceremonies by some Democratic lawmakers. The U.S. Senate held confirmation hearings Wednesday for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions. Committees heard from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Trump's choice for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Wilbur Ross, who was tapped to be Commerce Secretary, and Congressman Tom Price for Health and Human Services. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is in line to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, and he was asked about his views on climate change.
Science tells us that the climate is changing, and then human activity in some manner impacts that change. The ability to measure with precision the degree and extent of that impact and what to do about it are subject to continuing debate and dialogue, and well, it should be.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee overwhelmingly recommended retired Marine General James Mattis to be the next Secretary of Defense. The Republican-led panel voted 26-1 Wednesday to recommend that the full Senate approve Mattis to run the Pentagon. And there are reports that Trump will nominate former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the next Agriculture Secretary. A court in South Korea has denied the request by prosecutors to arrest Samsung Electronics Company Vice Chairman Lee Jae-young. The judge ruled that there is not enough evidence to link him to the influence peddling scandal plaguing the government. Prosecutors accuse Lee of giving millions of dollars in bribes to impeached President Park Geun-hye and her friend Choi Soon-sil. Colombia will hold peace talks with its so-called second rebel group next month after rebels agreed to free a captive politician. The long-postponed talks with the ELN are set for February 8th near Quito, Ecuador. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.